Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're about to check in with two more candidates for the South Dakota State Legislature as part of SDPB's Meet the Candidates series. First, we travel to District 35, where Jessica Castleberry is an incumbent in the South Dakota House of Representatives. She was appointed to that position by Governor Kristi Noem on December 31st of last year. She's a Republican from Rapid City and a small business owner. She won the Small Business Administration South Dakota Woman-Owned Small Business of the Year in 2018. Representative Castleberry, thanks for taking time to join us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here today. And then just one small note, I am actually in the Senate. And so it's actually Senator Castleberry visiting with you.
Thank you very much for that. I apologize. We'll make that correction. All right. Tell us a little bit about what some of those issues that you find most important to be. Where do you want to begin?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm just thrilled to be able to visit with you today. And thank you so much for that question. The top things that I'm looking at out here in District 35, and after visiting with a lot of folks out here, a lot of people are concerned with what the response is going to continue to be to COVID-19, how the state is going to be looking at supporting our families, our workforce, small businesses, the healthcare workers, the elderly, and then also our overall economic growth. Something else that I know that is on people's minds is how we're taking a look at some of this personal agenda legislation that seems to come up in PIR year after year. We have nearly 600 new bills brought every year for a state that talks about being a limited government state. And so how can we take a look at that process, especially in a legislative session as critical as this one will be, so that we're focusing on things that are really going to be beneficial to all South Dakotans and not wasting any taxpayer time or money. And then also, I know that with the current political climate, there are a lot of people who are concerned about continuing to protect the Constitution and making sure that what we're doing in South Dakota continues to align with that. So those are a few of the things that I know are important to me and are on the minds of some of our people out here in 35.
Do you have some thoughts on how to, you know, handle the economic disruption? And I know that South Dakota has not been hit as hard as some other states, but there are a lot of people suffering, a lot of small business owners who now, after some of those early federal interventions are sort of running out and that extra unemployment money is going away, we could see a round of business closures that we didn't see in March, April, May. What role can the state legislature play towards supporting those small business owners and really growing the economy back from whatever this bottom looks like?
Absolutely. And that is something that we have seen out here quite a bit in Rapid City. There are some businesses that have been open out here for over two decades and were always in a strong and good position and were put in the position where they had to close. And so there's a couple of different ways that can go. It's a good thing that we still have some of the money from the CARES Act, and we've been discussing that. We were just on the phone last night with the Republican caucus taking a look at some of that funding and strategizing a little bit. There are a lot of communities that have brought forward some great ideas. And one of those in particular, of course, I'm out here in 35, and so I coordinate a lot with Elevate Rapid City. And so they've had some excellent ideas on not only creating a few more business grants, either for businesses that have continued to operate or even creating some funding for businesses that might look at the possibility of reopening if they were able to get some funding, in addition to some other creative ideas to continue growth. So maybe if people are looking for new opportunities, there's some things like infrastructure and building grant programs that could be recruiting some manufacturing supply chains to South Dakota. Also reimbursement grants for businesses who purchase some business essential supplies so that they can safely reopen if they had to close. So the opportunities are there and the funding is there. It's just looking at how we can creatively use that funding to help some people get back on their feet. And maybe they don't reopen the same type of business they had before, but they still have that entrepreneurial spirit. And perhaps they fill a different niche moving forward. So the good news is that we are in an area of opportunity. And so now it's figuring out how to best use those opportunities. So that is a good position to be in.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about some of the ways to protect personal liberties and people's constitutional rights. Where do you see them in South Dakota sort of needing to stand strong and speak out? Is this a national conversation that you're passionate about, or is this something that we're seeing happening in the state legislature?
I think that it is both, but we were having some issues within South Dakota even before some of the larger national movements, and particularly this year, because we already have so much on our plate with taking a look at how are we going to make sure that South Dakota comes out of this pandemic as strong as possible? How are we going to best utilize all of our funding? That it's really important that we urge our legislators to not be bringing any pet project bills or any bills that could be viewed as unconstitutional. They create a kind of a media circus. They take an awful lot of time when we're in session. And instead, if legislators can run their bills through the filter of, is this a constitutional bill, then it also prevents us from being put in the position of having to go through lawsuits for bills that are passed that are going to be ruled to be unconstitutional. It's very costly for the taxpayers. It certainly wastes everyone's time. And we just, if there's any way that we can focus more on what are those things that are going to fall within the Constitution, what is going to benefit the majority of South Dakotans. And just real briefly, when legislators take the oath of office, we're sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States and of South Dakota. And those include the rights of all citizens. And that's for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then I'll also put in there our right to be able to protect ourselves under the Second Amendment. A lot of candidates and elected officials, they'll talk about liberty. And for some, that will only mean that they protect what their version of liberty is that aligns with their belief system, which oftentimes will ignore that First and 14th Amendment. I know that we can do better in South Dakota. We're logical, we're hardworking, and we can focus on what really needs to get done. And we can do it, and we can improve the lives of everybody.
Senator Jessica Castleberry, running for re-election from District 35. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.